There should be three if it's try guys.
No, no, it's not T-R-I, it's T-R-Y.
Oh!
Like try stuff.
Guys. Oh, like Triceratops.
No, yeah, like Triceratops, like a Ceratops that's trying harder.
Go on.
Makes sense.
I used my other hand this time, and I think I fucked it up. Anyway.
I somehow missed.
How did you miss your own
hand? And, like,
hand?
I don't know.
Do we
got to
do it again?
No, there's a spike. It's just okay. It's just not the biggest spike. But it's definitely definitive.
I get that a lot.
Around it. Is this another dick joke episode?
It's always dick jokes. Welcome to Sit Suck, everybody. This is Kendrick.
Dick Suck.
Sit Suck.
Dick Suck.
Joe.
Joe.
And Kevin.
Joe.
Joe. You see that picture Joe. I just put up?
I did.
Yeah. Because what am I looking at?
Every single week, for some reason, I name the episode something completely different from the last time.
I hate it. You can't keep a... Wow. What? I think you might have a mental problem.
I don't understand how that you can, like, live that way. Like, that that lack of...
That's
unsearchable. Like, consistency
that
makes
hurts.
Me feel uncomfortable.
I just noticed it, that every time I ask you, like, what
can
should
we,
I,
hate
what
us?
Is this one?
Can we put that? Can we put that on the site and show
that's
people?
That's going on.
Kevin, I'm sorry, I love you, but this is the only flaw you have in your perfection.
It's true. We
is
found
what
one.
The fuck is
I think
this?
One of his other flaws is he's better at video games than me, but no one else reveals that's the flaw. So.
I don't know if I can recognize that as a flaw.
Welcome to Food Stock, everybody.
Yeah, we're talking about
we're
food.
We're going to talk about food.
So, I think I overcame my... I think on the last episode we might have been saying...
Overcame.
I had food inertia. Like, I had really big food inertia. I was, like, not cooking, and I ate really badly for, like, a week and a half. And I could feel it. But
I can feel it. Coming out my butt tonight.
I think what it was is I made barbacoa, and it was just, like, so much. And, like, I'd just been making so many meats for so long, I needed a break on, like, cooking food, you know?
You needed a meat break.
Mm-hmm. And so when I broke my anti-fast, no, my meat break with was making homemade biscuit sandwiches for breakfast.
Ooh.
And biscuits are incredibly easy to make if you've never made biscuits before. So
what,
like,
kind of biscuits?
I made buttermilk biscuits.
Ooh.
And
did you...
I shredded cold frozen butter into them, and I mixed them by hand, and I layered
nice.
It five or six
did,
times.
Did you use butter knives or a pastry cutter?
I didn't realize there's a difference, and I didn't use either of them.
Did you use a fork then?
I didn't. For what?
To mix the cold butter in without getting your sweaty, sweaty mitts.
No, I just used
butter.
A spatula, and then I used my hands afterwards.
Interesting. Interestingly new novel concept. Go
well,
on.
It was like frozen butter, so like it took a while to melt.
I give shit. Go on.
And that's why I think they said that, because they specifically said, like, make sure you freeze it so it's cold, so that way you can handle it a little bit longer.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
That's
so...
why people will sometimes use two butter knives to cut it, or a pastry cutter, which is like... the weirdest, most aggressive kitchen tool you've seen.
I didn't have to cut it much because I shredded the butter with a cheese grater. So, like, it was already, and that's the freezing made that a lot easier, too, by the way.
Yes,
so, like, they were like, you can cut it, blah, and I was like, what the fuck does cutting it mean? And then I was like, you could also use a stand grater, and I was like, hell yeah, I have a cheese grater, I'm a fat American kid. Like, why do you think I make my nachos?
Because I'm proud to be an American. I don't know if you heard from the audio,
like,
but I stood for that.
The complete lack of harmonization on every song we see is got to be the most annoying thing for any listener. Is like people singing just slightly off of each other.
I don't think anybody actually listens for the audio quality.
Basically I cut them out with like a little burger. Like I have like these little burger presses, and I cut them out with like a teeny burger press, so they were about, you know,
you're
2.5
right.
inches in diameter. And they baked them, and they rose perfectly. Like they did that little thing where they like rise straight up like a little, like, you know, can.
That's because you did the butter properly.
Yeah, and then I buttered them on top with butter, and I kosher salted the top of the biscuits, so there's like kind of big grains of salt on top, which is really tasty.
Fuck.
Nice.
Yes.
All of this sounds so amazing.
I made eggs in the microwave, like, because I had a little Tupperware that was the size shape of like a round egg, and I just made like scramble. I scrambled it in the Tupperware, and I cooked them in the microwave for like a minute, salt and peppered them, and then just took them out and let them sit. And then I had some bacon I had made the other day.
Microwave eggs can be surprisingly good if done properly.
And yeah. These ones are like complemented by the fact that there's cheese and bacon on them. So I wasn't really super focused on the eggs that much because I just wanted the shape to be right.
They're
and
just
I didn't
there
want
to be
like
protein.
A... Yeah, exactly. They're meant to be like something else in the biscuit besides biscuit. Because you really... The one thing about biscuits is they're kind of heavy.
It's to keep so the biscuit like... from touching the biscuit.
Exactly. Biscuit which separation. Cheese can do, but you need a decent
not well
of cheese.
Too much cheese, it throws out the balance of the biscuit. Your weight distribution is way off. You got to use the eggs.
But yeah, so like, and I also, the other part of I think what spurred my fast food binge was I started watching Eat the Menu. Have you ever watched the Try Guys Eat the Menu stuff?
I've never even heard of it.
No.
You should check that out. So this guy, there's this channel called Try Guys. They used to be on BuzzFeed. And there's a member of the Try Guys. There's four guys. They try things, right? That's the gimmick.
There but should one be of them, three if it's Try Guys.
No, it's not T-R-I, it's T-R-Y.
Oh!
Like try stuff.
Oh, like Triceratops.
No, yeah, like try Ceratops, like a Ceratops that's trying harder.
Go on.
Makes sense.
And he does a thing called Eat the Menu, where he literally orders one of everything from the menu at a place and tries everything. And it's impossible to watch Eat the Menu and have a location of that place next to you and not want to go eat at that place.
Math checks out.
Totally fair.
Because you're like, oh man, he's eating Popeyes, and I have a Popeyes within delivery distance of me. Might as well get some Popeyes. The ones that he does, that, like he did Nando's, like Nando's Peri Peri Chicken.
Yeah,
the
yeah,
one
yeah.
It's like and only in certain places, but definitely all over the
it's
UK.
Usually,
and I was like,
yeah,
damn.
Britain.
They looked good. But that's why I was fast fooding Nando's. Really hard. So, yeah. So. And then
things.
That actually made me buy his, he has a hot sauce called Keith's Chicken Sauce. Nice. It's pretty good. It's like, it's not, it's like more of like a, it's like a sauce that you can put on a lot of and not
like a,
have to worry
like a
about getting the butthole fires.
Vinegary,
it's
salty?
Thicker. It's thicker than our hot sauce is. It's like I'll take a picture and send it to you. But
more like a Worcester sauce or no, thicker like a ketchup.
It's kind of more like yeah. It's kind of it's a little bit thinner than ketchup, but it looks like a like a
like
green...
an HP sauce.
No, it's not that thick. It's more like a. It's you know remember that like electric lime hot sauce that we used to get when we had
oh fuck yes
theater.
Fuck
it's
yes
like that and it's just a
from
teensy
the incredible
bit thicker
egg.
Than that it's not as it doesn't have the nice counterbalance of like sweet and sour that the electric
yeah.
lime has
yeah.
it's got a good flavor though but it's like the thickness that you could pile on something
so like a sriracha
kind of yeah it's yeah. like it's just that it's got more pieces in it like pieces like flavor like pieces as in like the pepper pieces. It's not as smooth as sriracha.
Chunky.
So like a
chunky sriracha.
Brown mustard.
Yeah, that's a good comparison. It's not as thick as mustard though, but yeah, that's a
but
good comparison.
But closer to there. I'm just trying to communicate
yeah.
here, man.
No, yeah, that's a good way to look at it. It's kind of like a really good. It's not so spicy either, Joe. So like, you can eat it without having to worry about burning your butthole out. It doesn't
well,
really have spice. Like Kate wouldn't
well,
like
see,
it, but
and that's the thing is I'm not opposed to that. It's just I don't have like. The crazy tolerance that Kendrick does.
I am dead inside.
Yeah, and like, I mean, I think we could all handle all like hot sauces that Kendrick eats, but like, not in just the spoonful.
I'm gonna need milk, and I'm not gonna apologize for it.
And it's not an enjoyable experience. Although, for the record, I do want to get back into the not sauce game. That sauce I made for Kate that one time with like poblanos and garlic and like. What was it? Like onions, shallots. I think it was shallots. So it was like shallots and garlic and poblanos. And it was like a hot sauce base with all the things that go into hot sauce, but it wasn't spicy because the peppers were super mild.
Didn't
you
do
still
some
got all
pineapple
that.
In there too?
Yeah, there was some pineapple. And that's the one I want to play with that some more because I think like a mango or a pineapple with like a poblano or like a little bit of serrano, or like what were the peppers I was just playing with lately? I had a bunch of them. And they all got old. But like those kinds of peppers, like the light, not like they're spicy, but you're gonna put them with a bunch of stuff, like that kind of thing. I want to play with that a lot more because I think I call them training wheels hot sauces, kind of pejoratively, but I think that there's some value in those where it's like, look, I don't want I want to join you in the dab. Right, I want to put some shit on this, but I don't want to die or poop out my heart and soul later, right? So, I want to make those hot sauces accessible, and that's why I'm thinking the not sauce. Like, if I were to retire right now, I would start marketing not sauces.
That stuff was really good on pizza.
Yeah, man.
That's kind of what this is. Like, this isn't super spicy. It's more like a not sauce because it's got a lot of flavor. Like, it's a sauce that you put on stuff that, like, it has the heat. But I just sent you pictures. But
yeah, I saw that.
It has the heat, but it also just, like, it's like you can dip chicken in it. Like,
yeah.
And if you mix it with a little bit of sour cream or mayo, you come up with this amazing sauce.
Like, I think basically if you could pack in the vinegar, the salt, and the umami, you can cut the heat way down and still have a delicious sauce that would be like super mainstream accessible. And you could sell that alongside your burn your butthole sauces, right? And then be like, look, for all of your friends and neighbors that aren't fucking insane, here's the sauce that you'll enjoy. It's like garlic and black pepper and umami, maybe some mushroom.
Like, honestly, when I go to like a Buffalo Wild Wings or let's say any wing place, because I only go to wing places that serve boneless wings because I'm a little asshole. Mm-hmm. Like, I never get the hottest sauce, and I always get a non-hot sauce to try or sauce or rub to try their like flavor sauces.
Yeah,
you know?
A salt and vinegar or a like.
Have we
there's like lemon pepper, garlic, yeah, stuff like that.
It's like the at Buffalo Wild Wings. One of my favorite ones is that Parmesan garlic they do. It's not hot. It's just so good.
It's delicious.
Yeah.
Who here has been to Fire in the Mountain?
Oh, I have.
I have not.
Fire in the Mountain.
I have heard of
that,
it, though.
That place is the goddamn bee's knees. Even post-Rona.
Did they change or something?
Like, well, no. Like you can't hang out and drink beer is the problem because they have an amazing tap selection. But their wings are so good, and it turns out that their head chef at one of the locations actually I went to school with, Drew Webster.
No shit.
School yeah. in Gunnison.
Who?
Drew Webster.
At college.
Yeah. Hmm. Joe remembers him.
Yeah.
I do not.
Suffice to say, though, Fire in the Mountain, I think Fire in the Mountain doesn't have many. They always have a little bit of heat in their
sauces. They have, like 16 sauces, and they have ones that Kate likes.
Yeah.
So it goes down to that level, and then they have spicy-ass burn your butthole as you're eating it. Spicy.
On top of which, Fire in the Mountain is literally a block away from Blue Pan, so you can get wings and pizza at the same time, and it's Detroit-style fucking amazing pizza. Best pizza I've eaten in Colorado. Fire in the Mountain wings, which Fire in the Mountain boneless wings aren't wings, they're tenders. They're straight up huge, six inch long tenders.
Yeah,
yeah,
they're not fucking around.
Because usually you're like, oh, three tenders, this is bullshit, and you're like, no
they're like, here's tenders until you can't breathe.
Also, their queso is really good because it's like a beer cheese queso instead of.
And they also have sweet potato tots. Oh, yeah.
And you can order online and go pick it up, and it's, like, you know, not that far away from Kendrick and I.
Yeah, no, if you get a chance, go do it. It's so good.
I would like
good.
That.
Also, I think they did to-go cocktails as well at one point.
Cool. Also, what, Joe?
I just learned of the existence of a thing recently. Apparently, there's, like, the Denver Booze Cruise. Are you guys familiar with this?
I have never heard of this.
Mm-mm, no.
Apparently... And we're going to have to wait until shit has settled down to do this. And hopefully it's still there. It's like a group bicycle thing with a bar.
I didn't realize it was called that.
I did that. Way wasted once. Wearing sweet.
I thought you...
I haven't
you
heard it
done
called that.
That.
But yes, we did that for somebody's birthday. I don't want to say names on the thing here, but yes.
You're either gaslighting me really well or it's actually real, because I do remember.
Kyle, I think you were there.
I was there. It was Ambrosia, I think, right?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
Beep.
Well, there we go.
I realized when I said it that you said you didn't want me to use names, so.
No, it's fine. She got Blue Blind Paralytic drunk, and she drank so much at the beginning, and that Benjamin buttoned it, and then sobered up as the night went on, as the rest of us got drunk. So she has only memories of the end of the night, and the rest of us only have memories of the beginning of the night. But I remember sweating through a lot of tweed because I was wearing full on tweed. Yeah,
gotcha. But yeah, I've only just come to realize that was a thing, and it sounds like the most amazing thing. And
so last
when
time
shit
I did
has
it,
chilled out. I want to go do that, and well, I want to.
Last time I did
guys.
It was like. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 12, 15, 23 years ago. and they didn't serve alcohol, but what their trick was they didn't police what was in your Dixie cups. So if you had, or solo cups. If you had a solo cup, it's up to cups. You and God.
like the dentist ones that they put the fluoride in?
It's like a little one? No, no. It was like, no, like you can put what you want in the cups.
Not like,
but the problem was Dixie we had cups. Like, we had smuggled a bottle of rum and we just filled everybody's cup up with it, mostly Ambrosia's, and then somebody had a smaller bottle of Coke and rum and Coke, but it was mostly rum and Coke, and it got blurry.
Yeah, they're fun, I think.
But they are fun.
Yeah.
You get some cardio in.
I stopped drinking so much, though, because I'm old now, man. I'm not good at drinking anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm,
I mean, like, we're, I'm not, like, we all I'm have not
good
vices.
At drunken cardio.
That's a whole
I'm good level. At drinking. I'm not good at cardio. I'm real bad at drunken cardio.
Combinations. Kevin, what have you been cooking lately? You always have some wild food adventure. You're like, I trade a random place.
Yeah, fucking show us up. Like, I made a saffron infused fucking baked Alaska the other day, and
no,
you know, whatever. MBD.
One thing that I've been into, and I don't know if any of you have ever been to Gunnison, Colorado.
No,
I didn't think you were, but they Mario's Pizza. They made this half and half salad.
I prefer Luigi's.
Wario for me.
Correct.
They had this half and half salad. It was like half lettuce and half like curly noodles.
Yeah, garbage pasta. Garbage fucking salad for garbage people. I bet you got with the fucking garlic ranch on it, like a garbage person.
So fantastic. But I've been recreating that for lunches lately. Because.
But it wasn't just that. It was that there was like little pepperonis on it, and then there was like cheese in it.
Mozzarella cheese.
So Kevin, can you tell me what your recipe is for that? Because olives. I mean, like, it was a dumb recipe, and it's a dumb restaurant for dumb people. But if you just want to write that down for
me. Wait, what's with the Mario's hate? Are you just jealous you can't go there, or like sad? Or okay, got it. Just making sure I understand. I didn't like now they're like a Chick-fil-A level restaurant.
No, I'm talking shit because it's a 3-hour drive away, and I don't think I'll ever get there again.
That's fair.
You have to chill the pasta when you're done cooking it. Chill it. It's got to be cold.
Yeah.
Chill olives, ranch. I was putting the pepperonis on, but I put a little extra because I like them. Just pepperonis a spin of it. Good. I don't know. This
I feel like they were diced green bell peppers.
There were, yeah. And you can get tomatoes in it too, but I never got the tomatoes.
And the olives, man. Oh,
the fucking olives. So for the record, every time my family would come visit in Gunnison, we would go to Mario's and we would get a half and half salad.
Uh-huh.
And I mean that from like, before I started going to school in Western. So there was like there was like an 8-year span where I ate that fucking salad.
Yep.
The thing is, though, you say a salad and you really literally could get like a large salad to feed a bunch of people.
It's enough to kill a man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I remember we used to go there and like live off of those fucking Chicago style double pizza.
Yeah,
like,
you get one Tyler and it would keep you one. For a week.
Yeah, because like it's like two pizzas in one, right? You spend like $20 and it gives you like enough food to feed a college kid for a week.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Yep.
And you just find slices around your house. It was fine. It was great.
Is this like I feel like this is a conversation that could lead pretty easily into Big Macs being salads and the conversation they're in.
I don't want to get into an argument tonight.
It's not an argument. We can have a coherent discussion about what a salad is, because I really like that half and half salad, and actually really like the noodle salad too without the lettuce in it. Like I actually like the noodle salad more, honestly, but like is that still a salad?
Yeah, because you could get half and half with only one side of it. It didn't matter.
We don't have to talk about the Big Mac part. We can just talk about the noodle salad.
A salad is typically considered a primarily salads are a complicated culinary construct and
like a sandwich or a hot dog or both.
They're more nuanced because sandwiches mostly hinge on whether or not it's two pieces of bread or a bun cut in half, and that's the main thing. But salad exists in this complicated space where people will put the word salad into the name of a dish without considering whether that precedent that they're setting by creating that as an element of the salad, right?
They were too focused on whether or not they could, and not whether or not they should.
Exactly, Joe. So a tuna salad, a chicken salad, a niçoise salad, an ambrosia salad.
A Big Mac.
Dude, so here's a good definition of a salad I really like. A salad is a dish consisting of pieces of food in a mixture with at least one raw ingredient.
That's so vague. That's literally anything.
Yeah.
Everything is a salad at that point.
I think it's an interesting way to look at salads because, like, I'm not saying that I'm trying to justify Big Mac as a salad, but it definitely makes sense when you're looking at a noodle salad, right?
I want to tell you this much. Kyle, I would love to spend 20 minutes talking to you about salads. Because I actually really want to have that conversation and explore all of the details. But we're currently at 20 minutes of this food stuff.
I have an idea for the next episode.
What is it?
Was it salad discussion?
No, it was nothing to do with that. Sorry.
Good.
Okay, Kevin. What is it then?
No, it was that. I would be nervous.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so how about we call this episode, and we know what we're going to talk about next episode.
Okay. Sure, I mean, we don't have to talk about it at all.
No, I would love to, and it's not even...
That noodle salad is my favorite.
It's not even me saying, Kyle, you ignorant slut. It's that I want to have this conversation, because I think it will be an interesting conversation to have live. And, like, just talk it all out. Not in text, not in, like, Facebook comments, not in... Kyle, you ignorant slut, but, like, have it live.
This is that thing. It says a thing now.
Well, I mean, your name's not Jane, so it's awkward.
Sure, fair enough.
Anyway, like, comment, and subscribe, everybody.
Let us know your thoughts before the episode about salads.
What do you feel about salads?
Get preemptively mad.
Get mad now. And then save that up for later.
Because next time we're going to psych you out and talk about the election or something.
No, we're going to talk about the erection and how penises work. It's way more interesting.
That's pretty interesting.
Okay. Fair enough. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.